And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight, well, we're going to open up a Barolo. Yes, I haven't done this in a long time. In fact, I think I've opened one Barolo in the whole time, the whole 3 years that we've been doing this show. And I figure, well, just end this season opening one up. And this is supposed to be a 2012. I don't know. We'll see how it tastes. A little bit on the pricey side. So we'll see. We'll see how it works out. We'll see how it works out. Anyway, if you're joining me for the first time or the 151st time, because this is the 151st episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, I'm Rick. This is a stream of consciousness kind of show. It's just whatever goes from here to here and out here, you know, out to the mic and out there to you. That's what it is. Of course, I do have my show notes, and they're right here. Had them all ready to go just before the show. But I don't always follow them. I don't follow them verbatim. Sometimes we stray off it a lot because the show is not about me. It's somewhat about the wine, just to get things started. But this show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, kicking back, relaxing, having a great time with our favorite libation, whatever it is. You can drink whatever you want, as long as it's legal to drink and safe to drink. Drink whatever you want. Snack, whatever you want to do, because we have some foods that my lovely wife, Chi, has prepared to go with this wine tonight to snack on, to pair with. And so if I'm going to eat, I don't want to be rude. Eat right along with me. I don't care. It's fine. It's all good. Because it's just, as long as you're here, as long as we're together, that's what the show is about. Now, we don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion on the show. We don't talk about things that tear people apart. We talk about things that bring people together. And wine is a good catalyst. Wine brings people together. Good cheer, right? Okay. Well, tonight, I do have an itinerary tonight. I haven't had any yet, folks. I'm going to say, look, if you're just joining me now, you can watch live on Facebook. Our Facebook page is drinkwithrick.com. You can enter the chat there. Get involved in the chat. That this show is mostly about us. So you pretty much direct where this show is going. As a matter of fact, part of the show that I have going on tonight is, it was from a suggestion from somebody viewing last week, a viewer last week, and I'm going to go ahead and implement it tonight. We're going to do it tonight. I'll get to that in a moment. But look, if you're watching, you can watch on Facebook. The Facebook page is Drink with Rick. You can watch on Twitch. The Twitch channel is Drink with Rick 1, Drink with Rick and the number 1, all word. YouTube is Drink with Rick, and Twitter. Twitter is at Drink at Rick. Drink with Rick, not drink. Drink with Rick. Boy, it sounds like I've had a bottle already, hasn't it? No, I'm just wixing my merds up as usual. Well, you can also watch live on our website. Yes, there's a website, drinkwithrick.com. Go watch live there. Follow the show live. Now, I don't have any chat going there, but if you click on the post that this is being streamed on, you'll get a comment box below. You can type in your comments, send them to me. I'll get them eventually, and it won't be during the show, but it'll be after the show, and I will respond in kind, and I'll read them. I'll read them on the next episode. Also, the podcast version, if you can't watch an hour later, you can listen later. The podcast goes out at 10 p.m. Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern time, and you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, PodcastIndex.org, and by email. If you click on the little blue button there on the subscribe page, click on that button and you'll get in a little box. Put in your email address in there, and you'll get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops, and no salesman will call. And, of course, you can unsubscribe at any time, but please don't. Please don't. So that's where you can watch pretty much everywhere. Everywhere. And listen, too, everywhere where podcasts are delivered. Okay, so this is what we got going on tonight. Tonight we're going to review a wine that, a little bit on the pricey side for a wine set I usually buy. We're going to give it a try. And, well, we're going to open, pour, taste, and review it, pair it with some food. And then we're going to do the birthdays and national days. I do have some birthdays to toast, and we have some national days to toast as well. Should be interesting. And then I'm going to, this is a suggestion from a viewer last week who suggested that I do a list of top 10 list of my wines, my favorite wines, I should say, not my wine, my favorite wines. And I'm going to do that. I put that list together and have it ready to go tonight. List of my top 10 favorite wines for this year, this past season that we've been around. I can't do them all time. I didn't have time for that. But you know, for this past year, my top 10 wines. And of course, we have a very special event tonight. Tonight, I, as I promised before, I am going to show the premiere of a classic film that my buddies and I made back in 1978, 45 years ago, called News at Six. Now, I've shown a couple of bits of it here and there, a couple of commercials in the past on the wine stream, but I'm going to show pretty much the entire film tonight with an exception of one segment that we can't show for copyright reasons, and I'll get into that later. But for the most part, the show pretty much intact, News at Six. Now, before we get into the wine and everything, let's check and see who's in the chat. My good friend Ed is in the chat. He says, present and right. I'm glad to see you present there, Ed, and I appreciate you being here. You're going to love this. I know Ed's seen News at Six, but it's been a long time since you've seen it. I'm sure you'll get a chuckle out of it now. I think it kind of holds up. Well, it holds up. Can't say well, but it holds up a little bit. And my lovely wife, Chi, is in the chat, and she has her hand. She's waving her hand, and it's great to see you, Chi. Also on Twitch, we have folks in the chat on Twitch. Let's see who's watching us on Twitch. Kevin J. Ranks is in the Twitch and in the chat on Twitch, and he says, "Hey everyone," and hey right back at you, Kevin. Tell me what you're drinking tonight, or what you're not drinking, or what you like to be drinking. Tell me what you've got there to snack on. CM Cinder's in the chat tonight as well. Hello. She says hello. Hello right back at you, CM Cinder. And I've got, let's see, what's going on YouTube. Well, YouTube's kind of quiet at the moment. And Twitch, I never know who's watching for sure on Twitch. However, I do know that a couple of people liked a tweet I posted not too long ago. And when I posted, the best way to save money on Amazon is simple. Don't buy anything from Amazon. They like that a lot. That was said kind of in jest. Kind of in jest. Not in jest. I'm going to ingest some wine, but never mind. Bad dad jokes. That's what I'm known for. Okay, so let's take a look at the wine. Before I take myself too far in the weeds here, let's look at the wine. This is what we're opening tonight. This is called Barreri and Novanti. This is a Barolo Reserva. This is a 2012. Allegedly, it's a 2012. I did a little research on the internet before the show on this wine, and there are people that have their doubts whether it's actually a 2012. I don't know. It says 2012. I'll believe the label until I know for sure otherwise. This is the back of the wine. I'm going to read the back of the wine here. It says Barreri and Novati, Barreri and Novati Barolo Reserva 2012. And there's not much more here. It's from Italy, imported by Latitude Wines Incorporated in Danville, California, latitudewines.com. You can learn more about it there. It is a red wine product of Italy, and there is 14% alcohol by volume in this 750 milliliter bottle of wine. That's what we've got going on here. Now, let me show you what we have to pair it with tonight. What we have to pair it with tonight, my lovely wife, Chi, has prepared this dish. We have, what do we have here tonight? This was a... Chi, I'm glad you're in the chat. Boy, it was good. No, this is prime rib, I believe. No, it's not prime rib. What is this? Filet mignon. Yeah, I don't know the difference between. I just like to eat the meat. What can I say? This is a filet mignon. And then we have the cheese. We have the Dubliner, the Irish Dubliner cheese. And then we have the Cracker Barrel Cheddar, and then we have the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, a few grapes. I've been eating these grapes. These are nice and crispy. They're really good grapes. And, you know, grapes go good with wine, by the way. Of course. And then we have a chocolate cookie that my wife was baking downstairs while I was preparing, while I was doing my show prep tonight. She was down there baking this cookie. So it's fresh. She said it was hot and fresh. So we're looking forward to trying that out. Technically, I'm not supposed to be eating any cookies right now. I'm trying to cut out the carbs and the sugar. I'm trying to get back into shape. Good luck with that, Rick. We'll see how that goes, right? All right, so let's go ahead and let's check the chat one more time. Okay, we've got folks in the chat. Everyone's waiting. Kevin's saying that Kevin says he has whiskey and Coke like always. So you having a whiskey and Coke like always. All right. I thought it was a rum and Coke. I think last week you were drinking rum and Coke, right? See? My mind may be going soft, but it's not gone completely. Not yet. Yeah, I think last week you said you had a rum and Coke, right? I think so. Or was that just a dream I had? I don't know. Anyway, Kevin, whiskey and Coke, that's good. Like always. All right, let's go ahead and open this up because I'm anxious to. Kevin says, you're right, smart man. I mix it up. It's okay. I get things wrong a lot too. You know, I've made a lot of little flubs on this show the last 3 years. One of these days I'll put together some of them. I have no shame. But one of these days together, I put together some of my flubs, some things I said that I was mistaken about or got wrong or things like that. And, you know, then someone corrected me later or I went back later and I was listening. Wait a minute. That's not right. Why did I say that? Everybody does it. But I tell you, when you're live, when it's live, you can't do a take two, even though I have my clapper down here, my genuine fake Hollywood clapper. There we go. Take two, but that doesn't help. The damage has been done. I've already made the error. Anyway, let's go ahead and hopefully no errors tonight. All right, let's go ahead and get this cork out of the bottle. Let's decork this thing. Uncork it. I know. Decork. See, there's one. Now, for those of you on Twitch, you can go ahead and clip these things if you want. It's that, you know, anything you want to clip, that's fine with me. Most of the time, it's the most embarrassing stuff, but that's what these clips are for, right? Isn't that what they're for? Most memorable and or embarrassing stuff, right? Yeah. Okay, so I have this ready. I'll tell you what I don't have tonight. I do not have my aerator. I do not have the aerator tonight, and that's because I forgot it. I knew when I was doing my show prep, I said, do I have everything? I have this and this and this. And check, 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 check. I do not have the aerator. I left it downstairs. No matter. I'll tell you what, a lot of people, I mean, this is a, I'm an everyman. I'm not a sommelier. I'm an everyman who likes to drink wine, like 99.9% of us. And you know what? Seldom do I actually see people on, at a party or at a, at a dinner that actually put an aerator in their wine bottle. Now, some people do. Some people do. But there are a lot of people that don't. So this is what we're going to do tonight. We're just not going to use an aerator. We're just going to pour a little bit of it in here. Set it aside, give it a little swirl, and try not to hit the keyboard or any other equipment here with it. That's one reason why I moved the mic up here instead of down here, is to keep it from getting hit with wine and other items. Anyway, so we've got a little swirl here, and then I've got it right on my Drink with Rick coaster, my official Drink with Rick coaster, which I'm going to be getting some more of these soon, and maybe we'll send out a few more of those. Some of you have them, I know. But I'm going to set it aside here for now so we can learn a little bit more about this wine. Now, I checked around online and found in a few places 2012. There's some few websites that have it listed, and they and some interesting notes about the wine here, but I didn't really scrutinize them all. Wine Searcher had it, but didn't give any pricing on it, which is interesting. And Vivino has it listed, of course, and they list it for $20.99. Now, I had my receipt for this bottle. I purchased it at Trader Joe's a few weeks ago. I had a receipt for it. I set it aside, and I misplaced it. I can't find the receipt. But as I recall from my feeble memory, what few cells I have left, I think one of them had that information in it. And as I open up that, I recall that brain cell now, I believe I paid $22.99 for it. That's what stuck in my head, $22.99, because it was the most that I had spent on a bottle of wine probably since around the middle of the pandemic. So that $22.99 is what stuck in my head. I can't verify that anywhere online per se, but that's what stuck in my head. It was $22.99, $23 for this bottle, which is kind of interesting considering the fact that it's listed as a 2012. Now, on Vivino, they give it 3.8 stars out of 251 ratings. I was skipping through a few reviews on this, and even though some of them gave it good ratings, they kind of give it a little mixed reviews, and some people didn't seem to believe, or maybe they were a little bit, well, they weren't sure that that was really a 2012. Let me put it that way. They weren't sure that was accurate. But why would they put 2012 on a label that wasn't 2012? It should be correct. We'll find out, though. Now, that's pretty much all the information I got on it. Now, I'm letting this open it up and breathe for a minute. I think I'm going to let it open up just a little bit more since I don't have the aerator tonight. Let me give it another moment or two to open up. And while we're doing that, let's go back to the chat for just a minute, see who's in the chat. And Ed, how was your week? How was your week, my friend? And I hope everything went well with you. And let's see, how about on CM Cinder and Kevin? It's, you know what, Kevin, it's not as important what you're drinking as long as you're drinking with me. That's the important thing. You're drinking a lot right along with me and everyone else here in the chat. And those of you who haven't mentioned what you're drinking in the chat, let me know. Tell me what you're drinking. And tell me what you're snacking on tonight. I can't be the only one. Kevin and I can't be the only ones drinking tonight. Anything. Well, no matter what it is, it's fine. It doesn't matter. It can be beer or water. It's okay. It's okay. All right. So let me go ahead and give this a little bit of a taste. I think it's opened up a little bit. I had a chance to oxygenate just a little. Swirl it around some more. And let's give it a little bit of a taste. Or let's give it a little whiff first. Smells kind of like a Barolo. A little cherry, and I'm getting a little cola on the nose. Now, this is interesting. I'm getting a little cola on the nose, which is really odd. I wasn't expecting that. Maybe a hint of strawberry, too. Let me give it a taste. Cherry, and it's a little earthy, but yeah, I'm tasting some cola in here, tasting a little bit of cola and some strawberry, cherry and strawberry, and a little bit of cola. Now, the thing about this wine, it's very dry. It's also very tannic. There's a lot of tannins in this wine. Let me see. Yeah, it's quite tannic, which is okay. It's good. It should go good with the meat, with the red meat. The tannins go good with the red meat. I think this might go good with the cheddar, too. We'll see. But it is, now I don't know if this is just because I'm not using an aerator tonight, but I'm getting cherry and cola. And that's interesting. I was not expecting the cola. In fact, when I was reading, you know, let me take a look at some of the notes here on some of this. Yeah, they're getting other things in here. They're tasting the cherry, obviously. They're tasting some leather, which I'm not really getting a lot of leather in here, but they're getting tobacco, which I'm not really tasting. But I was tasting cola. Okay, now it's tasting a little bit leathery. I wasn't getting that at first, but now it's tasting a little bit leathery. But it is, there are a lot of tannins in this wine. And it's very dry. This is probably one of the driest wines I've tasted in the last few weeks. And we've had some very dry wines. This is quite dry. Now, I think it's kind of smooth. Has a fair finish to it, a fairly long finish. Not super long. Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of clove in there too. The cola is starting to fade away just a little bit, but yeah, I was getting cola. That's interesting. But definitely the cherry and the strawberry, mixture of cherry and strawberry in there. Yeah, maybe just a little bit leathery, maybe. But it's not bad so far. Now, interesting that it's getting some pretty good marks with me so far. I think so. Well, we'll give it some time, and we're going to let it open up a little bit more. We're going to pair it with the food as well. This is and I like a good Barolo, and I think we've got an empty bottle of one down here somewhere. Or we used to. I used to have an empty Barolo bottle down there somewhere. This is interesting. An interesting wine. We're going to delve more into the bottle as we go along through the show. But in the meantime, let me go back to the chat for just a minute. Quiet everywhere else. Maybe everyone else was as surprised to find out there's a cola taste to it as I was. And let's see. Kevin says, I never got it. He's talking to CM Sender there. They're having a discussion about programming. CM Sender says she's taking C#, taking a class for it. And Kevin says, I never got into any C, did some Java, PHP, HTML, and SQL in school. Was paid for some Python a few years back. Now I do consulting along with hardware/software support. Kevin is an IT guy. A programmer, right? Programmer, to be more precise. And, you know, I did some IT in my day. Ran a computer store for many years. I got better. I got over it. Now I'm doing this. This is more fun. where I work now. By the way, I did forget to ding my glass, right? Normally, I ding my glass, and I didn't do it. I was so excited in opening this bottle, and I got so much going. I forgot to ding my glass because this is in the official genuine Galway Irish crystal glass given to me by my employers at bytowayradios.com. That's what this is from. It's great, great glassware, by the way. Crystalware. It's not just a glass. It's crystalware. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the tasting and the pairing part of it. The tasting of the food and the pairing part of it. I've got camera 3 up. Camera 3 is up. And the first thing we're going to taste, because it's getting a little cold now, we're going to taste this. This is the, what did I say this was? Not prime rib. Anyway, we're going to taste this. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and taste it. The meat, the steak. I'm going to try it with the steak. It's filet mignon, folks. Very good, by the way. Oh, I've got to try that again. Come on, let me try that again. Okay. A little more filet of the mignon with the Barolo. Not unexpectedly, I think this is a good pairing. Mm-hmm. Actually, I kind of like it better with maybe a cab or something. But it's decent with the Barolo. I'd have this with a Barolo. That's fine. That's fine. I know I'm looking at the wrong camera again. Yeah. Let me go ahead and clear the palate. A little water to clear the palate with. And let's go back to camera three and let's taste it with the... Let's try it with the Dubliner. Now, this is a hard cheese. Now, with the Barolo, this goes great with the Chiantis and things like that, like what we had last week. The Barolo, I'm not 100% sure about. It is still an Italian wine, this Barolo. Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, what's interesting are two things. One, I have to try this one more time. All right, back to camera three. The Dubliner. Something was interesting about this Dubliner. A little more wine. I have to go easy on this wine. I like the wine, by the way, actually. I do like the wine. That's pretty good. It gets a twinge of sweetness to the Dubliner right off the bat. As it goes down, I detect something else in this wine. I couldn't pick it out right away, but I was getting a new taste in this wine that I didn't get before. I'll see if I can identify it later. Can't really tell what it is. Let's go to the palate. And let's go ahead back to camera three. And let's try it with the... let's try it with the cheddar. This is the Cracker Barrel cheddar. Cracker Barrel cheddar cheese. I'm going to try a taste of that. No, I'm not going to have it twice. Like, I'm not going to have them all twice. Let's see. It's good cheese, by the way. Very good cheese. Okay. Now, for some reason with this cheddar, because it's a fairly sharp cheddar, the wine tastes a little bit lighter. It seems like a lot of the body of the wine sort of dissipated a little bit when I had this cheese, which I thought was kind of interesting. Kind of interesting about this wine. Maybe I should try it again. Yeah. Everybody came here to see News at 6, right? We're going to show it. Don't worry, we're going to show it tonight. I want to give everybody a chance to get in here. You know, I texted, it's funny too, because I texted my sister Penny for the show and I said, hey, just an FYI, I'm going to show News at 6 tonight that you were in when you were a kid. So you get to see what you were like when you were a kid. And she was like, I don't remember that. It was a long time ago. It was 45 years ago. There are things about it I didn't remember until, you know, I watched it again and it came back to me eventually. Okay, so let's go back to camera three. Speaking of going back to things, so let's go ahead and try it with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. And of course, I know that this is a cheese that's a big winner. Never had a miss with it. It saved a couple of wines, actually. Nice and creamy. But once again, the Barolo does something. Something happens to the Barolo when I'm having it with this cheese. For some reason, it seems to lose some of its flavor in its body. The Barolo does, not the cheese. The cheese, I think, is overpowering the wine a little bit, which I wasn't really expecting. I thought they would just kind of blend together and melt together and become one. But the cheese tends to overpower the wine a little bit. It's a very good cheese, by the way, and I like it. But for some reason, the wine seems to kind of dissipate to the flavor of the cheese. And I did not have a very big piece of cheese. I thought that was really kind of interesting. We'll have to try that again later, maybe, as the show goes on. We'll see. Maybe I'll be snacking on it during the film. All right, well, let's see. I think, you know, I should have it with a grape, shouldn't I? Let's have it with a grape. Why not? Let's have it with a grape. Back to camera three. These are some great grapes, by the way. I really, really like these grapes. Now, this is a white grape, not a red. Or the red wine. The type of grapes they make white wines from. Okay, so. I actually kind of gave the grape a little bit of a candied flavor to it, which I thought was kind of cool. I like that. I like that mix. All right, so I think that'll do it for the tasting for now, and I'll give you my final review at the end of the show. So far, the wine's pretty good, but it seems to lose a little bit of something when I'm eating the cheese. You know, it did fine with the meat, but mixing it with the cheese, the cheese tends to. Or the wine tends to lose some of its flavor a little bit with the cheese, which I thought was interesting. I don't encounter that too often. All right, let's go back to the chat for a minute, and let's see what we've got here. Dan's in the chat. Dan says, cheers, Rick. He's in the chat on Facebook, by the way, for those of you on Twitch. Dan's in the chat, and he says, cheers, Rick. Did someone say Galloway Crystal? Galway, G-A-L-W-A-Y, Galway, G-A-L-W-A-Y, Galway Crystal. That's what this is, Galway Crystal Glass. From Ireland. It's imported from Ireland. Yeah, it says in the bottom, Galway, G-A-L-W-A-Y. You can't really see it here in the bottom. It's kind of engraved in the bottom there. But these are really nice glasses. I'll tell you what, it was given to me. Here's the thing. My employers at By Two Way Radios, they are so cool. And one of the things that they have done traditionally for many, many years is during the holidays, they would give us gifts during the holidays. And we'd give various gifts throughout the year. And one year, they gave me a set of crystal glasses and a crystal decanter, wine decanter, because they knew how much I liked wine or how much I love wine. Yeah. And they would give me wines as well, but they gave me a set of these crystal Galway glasses from Ireland and the decanter. It was not a cheap set, you know. It was not a cheap set at all, and that really touched me that they spent some time shopping around and getting me something really, really nice, And that meant a lot to me. That means a lot to me. And once again, they're great people, and I love what I do at By Two Way Radios. And they've been really, really good to me and to all of us over the years. And here's to Danny and Charity, by the way. Here's to you. It's just such a nice gift. It was such a nice gift. And Kevin says filet mignon. We don't have that every night, okay? We don't have that every night. What happened was she'd gotten some kind of special deal on some meat, and then she had a little bit. She had it saved in the freezer, and then she took it out of the freezer and said, I've got to cook this tonight. So that's what she did. And she set aside a portion of it for this show so I could try it with the food. My wife is amazing. She really is. Here's to my lovely wife, Chi, by the way. Who's put up with me for over 28 years now. All right, so what do we have next on the list? Oh, yes, birthdays. Yeah, birthdays and national days. Can't forget that. We have a few birthdays to toast. So let's go ahead and do the birthday toast now. We're going to cue the fireworks. Fireworks cued, and the first birthday I would like to toast is for my good friend Steve. I think I toasted him last week, but I wasn't 100% sure, so I wanted that I remembered. So I wanted to toast him again. For my good friend Steve, who was part of Force Field when I was doing the Force Field podcast and the Force Field community way back in the day. Another IT guy, by the way, Kevin. Steve is another IT guy who worked in the business, had his own computer store for many years. Here's to Steve. Steve, happy birthday. Your birthday is what? The 24th. What was the 24th? This past Thursday. To Steve, happy, happy birthday, and may you have many, 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 many more. Steve Faulkner, happy birthday. Next birthday I'd like to toast is for another friend of mine who's a fellow podcaster, Norbert. Norbert, who I've talked about Norbert many times before, but a fellow podcaster, an old friend of mine. And Norbert, your birthday was yesterday, Friday, February 25th. I was going to say Steve's birthday was February 24th. Norbert's was February 25th. To Norbert, happy, happy birthday, and may you have many, 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 many more. It's Norbert Davis. To Norbert. Okay, next toast is for a friend of mine who, thanks to him and his crew, I have a number of bottles back here, empty bottles, and I still shop there quite a bit. But this is from Matt. Matt, your birthday is what? 25th, also a Friday. Yeah, my notes. I go by my show notes right here. I do follow my show notes somewhat. Matt, your birthday, if you're watching now, watching later, whatever, it's fine. Matt is, he's a proprietor of Wine Store, whom I've talked about many, many times on the show. I've bought a lot of wine. I've dropped a lot of money there at Wine Store, okay? Winestore-online.com, winestore-online.com. I'm giving them a free plug here tonight because that's what I do. That's how I roll. And their crew there have given me many, many great recommendations on some great wines. And actually, I think there are a couple of these wines here that I think they're on my top 10. A few of them have been on my top 10 in the past, but a couple on the top 10 tonight, I think, if I recall correctly. I've got to go back and look at my list again, but I think so. But Matt, your birthday is the 25th also. February 25th. To my good friend Matt, happy, happy birthday, and may you have many, 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 many more. To Matt Snyder, happy birthday. To Matt, It's been a little while since I've seen Matt. I've been when I go buy some wines from wine store, our local one up here in Blakeney, and then they have several stores around Charlotte. They're local, but they're around Charlotte, and then they have one in Raleigh that they opened up about a year and a half ago. And what I've been doing since the pandemic started, now, I used to go in on Thursday nights for the tasting and just kind of hobnob and hang out with other regulars there at the wine store that would show up on Thursday nights for the tasting as well. And we'd talk about stuff and things like that. And you know, look at the wines and buy a lot of wine, drink wine. great stuff. Great people. Anyway, since the pandemic started, we weren't able to actually go in the store. So they had a service. They still have a service, and they had it before the pandemic started. So they were already set up for this, where you could just drive up and you can order on the phone or whatever, and which is what I was doing. Order your wines, and then you just drive over, back it in, say, "Hey, I'm here." And they just, they just drop it in your trunk, you know, the trunk of your car or in the back seat or whatever, and you just drive off. You never have to get out of the car. It's curbside service. Great service. And they continue that on, and I think it's a good service. And they're all great people anyway, very knowledgeable about their wines. But I highly recommend them. If you're in the Charlotte area or in the Raleigh area in North Carolina, go visit them, winestore-online.com. There's your free plug. I've plugged them so much on this show. I have in the past. All right, and I'm not doing – they're not paying me to do this, okay? They're not paying me to do this. I'm just doing it because I like them, and they've been good to me. All right. Who's next on the list? Oh, yes, my good friend Kate. Kate, who I used to work for and with at Channel 35, WOFL in Orlando. Now, those of you who may be watching me now or a little bit later who are also WOFL alumni know Kate or have known Kate. Kate was the program director at WOFL, for program promotion director at WOFL for many years. And she and I worked together. I worked for her, actually, and it's been a long time since I've seen Kate. We're still friends on Facebook, which is really cool. Anyway, Kate's birthday is this coming – what is it? It's March 2nd. Now, we're going to be off in the next couple of weeks, so I want to make sure I got some folks in March here. March 2nd, which is this coming Wednesday, March 2nd, 2022. Kate, this is for you. Happy, happy birthday, and may you have many, 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 many more. To Kate McSweeney, an old friend of mine, and a boss as well. She was my boss back there at Channel 35 WOFL back in the day. And let's see, who else is? Oh, I've got one more birthday to toast. But first, I want to say hey to Amy. Amy's in the chat. Amy says happy birthday. I read that wrong, didn't I? Happy weekend. And I know I've had too much already, haven't I? Not even down halfway in the bottle yet. About a third of the way down. Let's make it closer to half. There we go. Amy says, happy weekend, Rick. Cheers. And cheers right back at you, Amy. Here's to Amy. Cheers. I have one more birthday to toast. This is from my good friend, Kathy. Kathy is also a WOFL Channel 35 alumni. Fox 35, known as Fox 35 in Orlando now. That's how they're labeled now. We were Fox. I was still working for them when they became a Fox affiliate, and that was kind of early on there. But I worked for Fox 35 for many years in Orlando, Florida. And Kathy worked in the accounting department there at this station. And Kathy, your birthday is the day after Kate's birthday. Kate's birthday is March 2nd, and your birthday is March 3rd, which is Thursday. So I want to say, Kathy, here's to you. Happy, happy birthday, and may you have many, 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 many more. To Kathy McCurdy, happy birthday, Kathy. Happy birthday. And that does it for our birthdays this week. Once again, this is what we're drinking. We're drinking the Barreri and Novati Barolo Reserva 2012. So 2012. I would like to think it's a 2012. Now, I'll tell you what, it's kind of a smooth wine, but I can't say that it really tastes like it's been in the bottle since 2012. I can't really say that. I don't know. I'll take them at their word, you know, because it's on the bottle, 2012. I don't know. Maybe they just didn't move a lot of them first few years, and now there's a whole slew of them at Trader Joe's that are 2012. I don't know. It's actually a decent wine so far, so I'll keep drinking it. We'll see what happens as I get down into the bottle, and I'll give you my final review at the end of the show. But in the meantime, let's go back to the chats for a moment, and let's check Twitch as well. See what's going on YouTube. Nothing kind of quiet on YouTube as opposed to last week. And Twitter, I don't know what's going on Twitter. I have no idea. So let's get back to the celebrations, right? The toasting, as it were. All right, let's toast the national days. By the way, this is a courtesy of nationaldaycalendar.com. Nationaldaycalendar.com is where I get the national days. My friend Marlo Anderson is the proprietor, the CEO of nationaldaycalendar.com. We're going to go ahead and tank up here. We're going to fill the glass so we can toast the national days. All right, February 26th, which is today, for another hour and 3 minutes, or about an hour and 2.5 minutes. Oh, no, excuse me, it's an hour and 2 minutes now. February 26th is National Set a Good Example Day. Are you setting a good example? Are you setting a good example? Am I setting a good example? Am I setting a good example to you by doing this and drinking all this wine? Set a Good Example Day. This is to National Set a Good Example Day. We should all set a good example. We should set a good example to our kids, to our coworkers, to our employers, to our wives, to our husbands, to our boyfriends and girlfriends and friends. And we should set a good example, right? Here's to National Set a Good Example Day. If you're a business owner, set a good example for your employees. Set a good example to your customers. Set a good example to your competitors. That's an important thing. Set a good example to your competitors. Take the high road, right? Always take the high road, as it were. Set a good example to everyone. National Example Day. There you go. I was thinking something popped into my head here for just a moment. I'm sorry. It reminds me of Cosmo, our dog Cosmo, who I've mentioned many times before. And he passed away late last year. And I used to say to my wife and my kids, I said, we can learn a lot from the dog. We can learn so much from the dog. Here's a little dog who's kind of, a lowly little dog in terms of hierarchy in the animal kingdom. Just a little dog. But yet he was so happy and so innocent and so he had such a good heart. And he was slow to get upset. He was quick to forgive. And no matter what you did, he was just always happy to see you. And if you did something he didn't like, he was so quick to forgive you. You know, it's. I want to say that as far as the dog was concerned, our dog anyway, we learned a lot from our dog about having a good heart and for unconditional love and forgiveness and just for being good to others and treating others as we would want to be treated, right? National Set a Good Example Day. It's also National Pistachio Day. I got a story about that real quick. Okay, National Pistachio Day. I'll drink to that, whatever. Do you like pistachios? I like pistachios. I can't eat them so much anymore. But I'll tell you what happened was a few years ago when around the holidays, someone in the office brought a bag of pistachios to work. Now, my office is kind of right outside where this table is. Where they often bring snacks and fruits and stuff from their gardens and donuts and, you know, breakfast stuff and, you know, whatever, stuff to snack that everybody can snack on. They often bring in stuff everybody can snack on. But there's a table set up right outside the door to my office. So even if, I was on a diet, it was very difficult to walk back and forth in and out of my office and just try to ignore it. But and more often than not, I lost that battle. And especially if I hadn't had any breakfast that day or, you know, skipped lunch or something and was hungry, I would start snacking and stuff. Well, someone brought a bag of pistachios in. And I was on my kind of starvation diet for a while at the time during the holidays. And I was really, really busy. I had a lot going on. I was working on various projects. So I didn't really have time to run out and go get something to eat anyway. So I often worked through my lunch. And this bag of pistachios was there, so I'd wind up snacking on these pistachios. I just wind up going in, you know, health food, right? It's a healthy pistachios, you know, good source of nutrients and vitamins and protein and whatever. Little did I know that the pistachios, if you eat too much of that, and that's all you eat for a while, it's just pistachios, it's not real good for your lower intestinal tract. And I'll leave it at that. But let's just say a week or so of just eating pistachios, a bag of pistachios every day was not a smart thing to do. I don't recommend it. But anyway, here's the National Pistachio Day. I still like pistachios. I'm not supposed to be eating them. All right, February 26th is also National Tell a Fairy Tale Day. National Tell a Fairy Tale Day. Do I have a fairy tale to tell you? Not really, but how do you know that everything I haven't said so far tonight isn't a fairy tale? Look, I'm not going to lie to you. Not intentionally, okay? I'm not going to lie to you. Dan says, I love pistachios, Rick. Dan, I do too. I do too. And it's just that I can't really eat them anymore. Kind of doctor's orders. After the last episode I had, it's kind of like, stay off the pistachios and nuts and stuff like that. So I haven't had too many since then. But yes, like you, Dan, I love pistachios. I do. All right, so what else is it today? It's National Tell a Fairy Tale Day. I'll drink to that. What the hey? I'll drink to that. Plenty of fairy tales going around these days. And that's as far as I'll go with that. From everyone. February 27th, which is tomorrow in about another 55 minutes or 54 and a half minutes. It's Anosmia Awareness Day. Okay, now this is one that I have to explain. Anosmia Awareness Day. You know what anosmia is? I think that the pandemic, this pandemic here that hopefully is ending here now, has made us, some of us, more aware of what anosmia is, because that's one of the symptoms of COVID, one of the common symptoms of COVID, or has been in the past. I'm going to read this. This is coming from nationaldaycounter.com. I'm reading this from nationaldaycounter.com. Anosmia Awareness Day on February 27th brings attention to a condition causing a loss of smell. Anosmia. Right? Loss of smell. Of all our senses, smell perhaps is taken for granted more than any other, and I will drink to that. That's true. There are many causes of anosmia. The most common reasons are due to upper respiratory or sinus/nasal infections or diseases like COVID. We've all experienced a cold or allergy that's temporarily prevented us from smelling. However, other conditions cause a permanent or long-term loss of the sense. When anosmia symptoms are prolonged or lifelong, many anosmics do not get to enjoy the flavor of foods, the scent of an infant, or use their sense of smell as an early warning system for danger. And you know, the reason I'm mentioning this, I'm reading this here from nationaldaycounter.com, is because it's that last part. Now, yeah, I mean, the not being able to smell the flavor of foods, that's an important thing, because your taste buds, that's part of your sense too, but a lot of that comes from your sense of smell as well. And, you know, I'm sure you've done the test, many people have, where you pinch your nose while you're trying to taste something, and they say, okay, can you still taste it because you don't have that sense of smell there? And it does diminish the ability to taste things, right? So your sense of smell is very, very important. It's tied to your sense of taste. The last part is what really interested me, the early warning system for danger. Let's say, for instance, that you are in your home, or it could be anywhere. Let's say, for instance, you're out on the road, and you smell something burning. And then you realize, wow, there's a forest fire here. Let's turn around and go back. Or let's smell something. Oh, wow, this burning smell, that's potentially a smell of danger, right? Let's say, for instance, that you are in a building that uses gas for heating or cooking or whatever. And, of course, they put that scent in the gas, that sort of rotten egg smell in the gas, so you can smell it. So you know that, okay, is there gas in the area? Let's get out of here. If you have anosmia and you can't smell that, you're not aware of the danger. And that's a very serious thing. That's a very serious situation to be in. So the early warning system for danger, then your nose, you know, we do take that for granted. We do. From nationaldaycounter.com again, it says, our olfactory sense has a powerful effect on memories and emotions. When we lose this sense, the impact is terrific. Anosmia Awareness Day provides an opportunity to learn more about the condition and where to go for support. To learn more about anosmia and how to find treatment, visit anosmiaawareness.org. Resources across the country support those with anosmia. This is my public service announcement for today, okay? Anosmiaawareness.org. Go check it out. Anyway, here is to, thank you, Marlo, by the way. Thank you to our friends at nationaldaycounter.com for alerting us to anosmiaawareness.org. Here's to Anosmia Awareness Day. I'll drink to that. Yeah, it's starting to hit me just a little bit, so we got to get into this film here shortly. I'm going to have to close this up soon. That's it. Wow. Did it say 14% alcohol by volume? It did, didn't it? Yep, it did. Okay, so National Anosmia Awareness Day. Okay, here's one we can all drink to. Kevin, you got your glass ready? I'm sure you do. Here's to National Kahlua Day. Do you like Kahlua, by the way, Kevin? Anybody else, you like Kahlua? I like Kahlua. It's been a little while since I've had it, but I like Kahlua. I do. Here's to National Kahlua Day. I'll drink to that. It's also National Retro Day. You know what National Retro Day is? This is tomorrow in another 49 minutes. National Retro Day is, I don't know, it's going retro. National Retro Day. I'll drink to that. Oh, it's National Strawberry Day tomorrow. CM Cinder, I know you love strawberries. I've got a CM Cinder strawberry story. CM Cinder was a kid. She loved strawberries. She still does. She loves strawberries. We would go to the strawberry patch, this place called the Strawberry Patch, and this was in Oviedo, Florida. And it was a farm where they grew strawberries. And you could go to the farm and plunk down your $5 and pick as many strawberries as you could. You know, get a whole, you know, as much strawberries as you could carry for like $5. We'd go there and we'd pick strawberries. So Chi and I would take the kids down there. We'd pay it, plop down our $5 and go down and pick strawberries. And we'd get back to back home with the strawberries, and we'd have these big baskets of strawberries. And Sim Cinder would take a pint of strawberries. She was really young back then. She was just, six, seven years old. She would sit at the table with a pint, an entire pint of strawberries, and she would eat the entire pint of strawberries in that one sitting. I mean, I had never seen a kid eat that many strawberries in one sitting. I mean, we're talking about a pint of strawberries. It's a fair amount for a little kid. She would eat that entire pint. She loved strawberries. We started calling her our strawberry girl. Used to see him send her, by the way. And she still loves strawberries. I like strawberries, too. And you know what? My dad used to make a strawberry. Yeah, here's another story. My dad used to make a dessert. As much as he loved wine, he made a dessert with, sometimes he'd make it with a table wine. And sometimes with something like Chianti or something. But he'd get this big bowl and he'd cut up these strawberries. He'd like quarter them, you know, cut them in quarters. And he'd get the strawberries, and then he'd mix them with honey. A lot of honey in the bowl. And then he'd pour in a mixture of wine. Now, I don't know the exact mixture, the exact ratio of wine, red wine, by the way, wine to honey to strawberries, but he would mix it all up, and he'd make a dessert out of this. And it was actually really good. I used to love this. I used to sit down when he'd make this. It was my, you know. Of course, we were all introduced to wine when we were little kids. But he would make this big bowl of strawberries with the wine and the honey, and he'd soak them all in there, and it was a really wonderful dessert. And sometimes he'd serve it with, you know, like a strawberry shortcake style. He'd mix them all up and do that. And I think he did it with strawberry shortcake or something. Put it on there, and it was a really great dessert. Really enjoyed it. Anyway, here's to National Strawberry Day. I'll drink to that. And it's National Polar Bear Day. Why not? I'll drink to that. National Polar Bear Day. And with that, that does it for the National Days. Once again, well, this is what we're drinking. We're drinking the Barolo. We're drinking the Barrari and Novati. Barolo Reserva 2012. It's a 2012, supposedly, allegedly, it's a 2012. At this point in time, I have no reason to doubt that. And after drinking about half a bottle of it, I don't care. All right, that does it for that. All right, we've got two things going here. And we're it's running late. So we've got a film to show. Before we get to the film, we've got and what a film this is. I think you'll enjoy this. CM Cinder has some comments here. Sam Cinder says, anosmia. Yes, and not amnosia, anosmia. Yes. Oh, like no nose. That's right, like no nose. Sam Cinder says, we better eat strawberries on that day. Well, fortunately, your mom has some strawberries. Or she had some strawberries. Maybe we can have some strawberries. Maybe something special, like a strawberry shortcake. Or maybe, you know what? Maybe what I can do is tomorrow, I can make, I'll do it as best I can, but maybe I can make with some of the strawberries if Chi will let me, my lovely wife Chi will let me do so. Maybe I can try to recreate that strawberry honey wine concoction that my dad made. That would be very interesting. I don't know if I could do it as well. He was a master at it, but I'll see if I can do that. That might be fun to do. All right, so what was I doing here? Oh, yes. All right, so last week, in our last episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, one of our viewers, who I don't think is here tonight. If he is, he's not in the chat on Twitch, I believe. One of our viewers suggested that I do a top 10 of my favorite wines. He also, in addition, he suggested that I do a top 3 by price. Now, I couldn't get that far into it because it's been a very busy week and I didn't have time to do that much research on it. Go back and delve into all of my past episodes and remember everything I did. But I am doing a top 10 wines of my favorite wines for this past season, season 3. Now, as you know, this is the last episode of season 3. We're going to be taking a two-week break, two-week hiatus, and we're going to come back middle of March for season 4, start season 4. And this is going to be we're going to have a few different things going on here, and hopefully it'll be a lot more entertaining. We'll see. Anyway, so he suggested I do this top 10. So that's what I'm doing. We're going to do a top 10 of my favorite wines from this past season. And we're going to start off with the hamburger, and that was not what we were going to start off with, but I hit the wrong button, and that's the hamburger. We haven't shown the hamburger in a long time. You know, it's been almost a year since I've shown the hamburger, but here we are showing it now, which this hamburger probably goes pretty good with this wine, so it's probably fairly appropriate to do that. All right. All right, let me go back and find my best wines of season 3. Here we go. Best wines of season three. All right, from number 10 to number 1, the first one on the list, Monte Rustico. This is a Monte Rustico wine. This was a wine that I tried that was actually a gift. This wine was a gift from a friend of mine who said, here, have this for the holidays, and can you review it on the wine stream? So I said okay to both. This is the Monte Rustico, and I can't remember right offhand what year it was, but it was actually very good. I really enjoyed this wine. And this is one that I highly recommended during that episode, and I still do, the Monte Rustico. This was a Piemonte wine is what it was, Piemonte. And I really, really enjoyed this wine. So that was on the number 10 best wines of season 3. That was number 10. I really liked that wine. Can everybody see that? I can't even see it. This was a Tenuto di Arseno Chianti. This was a Chianti that I really, really enjoyed. And we reviewed this, and as it got down into the bottle, I enjoyed it even more. And, of course, I like a really good Chianti. So this was a really good Chianti. I enjoyed it, and I highly recommend this Chianti. I can't recall exactly where I purchased it, but it was really, really good. Villa Borghetti. This was a Pinot Noir. This was Pinot Grigio. I know I love Pinot Noirs, but this is why this is on my list. This was number eight here on the list. This particular wine, a Pinot Grigio. Now, I normally like Pinot Noirs. I'm not a big fan of white wines, as most of you know. I don't drink them that often. Every once in a while I'll have one, and a few of them have surprised me. This particular one was one that did surprise me. I was surprised at how good this Pinot Grigio was, and I highly recommended it. So that's why it's number eight on my list of favorite wines. And this one, here's another one real quick. This is number seven. This one was a wine that I purchased at, Total Wine. And I was surprised. It was a recommendation. And this is the Villa Borghetti. And this wine, the guy that was working there told me this is really good. It was his favorite wine, and he told me you should try it. So I went in. I was kind of, didn't really have any opinion of it one way or the other, although I did like the bottle, and I liked the whole, the way it was sealed up with the little, not really a rope, it's just, the little cord there and everything. I thought it was kind of cool. So I tried it, and it was really good. I really enjoyed it, and I gave a really good review on this wine. So you got to check this out if you get a chance. Check out this wine. Sully Salentino. I'm sorry. Did I say Villa Borghetti? I'm sorry. I'm mixing myself up. That was the Sully Salentino. I can't even see that thing. Sully Salentino, that's what it was. Excuse me. I've got some editing to do after the show, do I? Sully Salentino, that was a great wine, by the way. I've had too much of this. Scott says, Rick, I've been drinking too much again, and I'm already sort of drunk. Well, good. Stick around for the film. We're going to show that next. You ain't seen nothing yet. All right, the next one, Gascon. This was the Gascon 2019 Malbec. Now, this one I cannot forget. This was such a good wine. I really enjoyed this Malbec, and I highly recommend it. This Gascon Malbec. This was a 2019, but I really liked this wine. That was number six on my list. Number five on my list. And this was also unforgettable. This was the Ercole Barbera. This was here's the thing is that this was a 1 liter bottle of wine. This wasn't the 750 milliliter bottle. This was a 1 liter bottle of wine, an Italian wine. This was from Italy. And this Barbera was extremely good. In fact, it was so good that just like the Gascon, which I had, and the Sully Salentino, which I had actually purchased a couple of bottles. I don't know. Did I get another Gascon? I know I got the Sully Salentino. This one was really good, and I got a couple more of those. But this Ercole, I bought several bottles of this. After that, I really enjoyed this wine. This was the Ercole Barbera. Number four, the Pizzella Malbec. Now, regrettably, I have yet to buy another bottle of this, but I think I bought one. I think I bought a second one after this one. This was the Pizzella, the La Posta Pizzella wine. This was a Malbec, and I really enjoyed this wine. I also gave it a great review on the show. And, of course, the next one, this was number four on the list. Number three on the list. Sorry. This was the Rising River Pinotage. And as you know, I have taken, ever since I've tried a Pinotage back in season two, I have become quite a fan of Pinotage. And Pinotage, for those who don't know, is a grape that is native to South Africa. South Africa has their very own grape called Pinotage. And it's kind of a melding between a Meritage and a Pinot Noir. A Hermitage, excuse me, and a Pinot Noir. And this grape has produced some really good wines. They've really developed the wines over time really, really well. This Rising River is a really good example of a fine Pinotage, and I really enjoyed it. And I gave it all, also gave it a great review. I really like this wine. Number two, a wine that's near and dear to my heart, the Cherry Cream. Now, this one I bought it. I actually saw it. I walked into Total Wino, and I saw a Total Wine, as I call it affectionately. Total Wino, as I call it affectionately. Total Wine. I walked in there, and I saw it on display one time, and I thought, well, this is different. I love cherries, and I love cream, and this is Cherry Cream. I've got to give it a chance. And the guy there said, oh, yeah, you got to try this. It's a really, really good Pinot. So I took it home, and I reviewed it on the show, and I really liked it. I was very impressed with it. It was one of the best Pinots I've had in a long, long time. So I really recommend this Pinot, one of my all-time favorite Pinot, one of my all-time favorite wines, actually, altogether. And the number one wine, anybody want to guess what the number one wine would be? Because this is my all-time favorite wine for this year. The Cassone. I just reviewed this a few weeks ago. This is a Toscana wine, the Cassone Toscana. I've got a bottle down below behind. I've got one behind me as well. And this was an amazing wine, especially for the price. And it was a 2014. It's still available at Trader Joe's. I went back this past week and I picked up a couple of more bottles of it, two more bottles of it, as a matter of fact, one of them which is behind me right now. This is an amazing wine. I love it. And I highly recommend this Cassone wine. It's and a 2014. Get it while you can. I don't know how long they're going to have it, but get it while you can. And With that, that's my top 10 wines for season 3 for this year. And let me get that out of the way. Scott says, okay, so let me catch up the chat here just a minute. And first of all, TX Reaper 007 is in the chat, and it's good to see you, TX Reaper 007. He says, when you taste test, do you drink or spit out? No, I drink. Because, as I said so many times in the past on the show, that you really don't know. And look, nothing against the sommeliers. I'm not a sommelier. I'm just an everyman who likes to drink wine, like most of us are, men and women. You don't really know. You can't really look a little quick. Okay, a lot of these people are, give them credit. A lot of these people have trained palates and they have trained for decades on wine tasting. That's fine. But you know that, that for the average person, they don't have trained palates, and the average person doesn't drink wine that way anyway. You don't drink it spit. Okay. Wine was not meant to be wasted. The wine was meant to be enjoyed. And you don't enjoy a wine. Look, you can't enjoy a wine by taking a sip and spitting it out in a bucket. I can't. No. I enjoy a wine like this. And that's how most of us do. So, I drink, the way I get my assessment of whether wine is good or not, whether I like a wine, and everybody's palate's different, everyone's palate, even the trained palates, they're all a little different. One sommelier would tell you one thing, that they like the wine, and then you have another sommelier to tell you that they don't like the wine. Everyone's palate is different. Everyone has their preference. This is why I recommend that the way that you know that you like or don't like a wine is you have to get down into the bottle. And the only way you can get down into the bottle, it's the way I'm doing now. It's to drink the wine. And that's why we drink with Rick. Scott says, Rick, I've been drinking too much again. I'm already sort of... Oh, I read that already. Oh, Scott says, film? What sort of film? This is the classic News at 6 that we're going to show in just a few minutes. I think you'll enjoy it, Scott. And I think you'll enjoy it a lot more with your whiskey and your Coke. Scott says, Rick, I was in Mexico 4 days ago in Tijuana, and it was so much fun. I believe it. CM Sender says he drinks it. Yes, I drink it. Scott says there is an abundance of women in Tijuana, and they're so nice. I highly recommend it. And let's see, where was I? Okay, so I hope that answers your question, TX Reaper 007. I drink it. I do not spit it out. All right, with that, I think it's time, what everyone has been waiting for, the film, right? Okay, a quick setup for this film. Then we're going to show the film. In 1978, I was in my senior year of high school. And the previous year, 1977, my buddies and I had gotten with one of the teachers there in the school, and who was also a film buff, by the way. And this is a different class, I think. And he had expressed interest in our film club. Well, back in 1975, I think, is we formed our film club in high school. We had our high school film club called Lake Howell Film Club, because that's where we went. We went to Lake Howell High School in Oviedo, Florida, and we started a film club. And we needed a sponsor. That was the thing in the high school. If you're going to have a club in the high school, you had to have a sponsor, a teacher sponsor it. So we had Mr. Peter Richmond, sponsor our film club because he was a film buff as well, and he thought the idea was great. So we had this film club for about 3 or 4 years in school. And in our junior year, Mr. Richmond approached us and said, hey, wouldn't it be kind of cool if we had a film class? So we thought that would be very cool. It would be great to do something that we all love. My buddies and I, we were all enjoying making films together. And at the same time, we could get credit for it. We could earn credits for it that we could, for school credit. So he said, okay, well, I'm going to put together an outline for a class, and I'll submit it and see if we can get a class for filmmaking. Well, lo and behold, at the end of our junior year, the school board approved having a class for filmmaking. So the next year, of course, we all signed up for that. And the next year, they're divided into 2 semesters. First semester, I and some of my buddies took class, and then the other half of our group took class in the second semester. And throughout the year, we were making films, and we were just having a great time in this film class in our senior year of high school. Well, one of the projects for the film class was to make a film. Obviously, we were learning about filmmaking and doing things with film, but we all had to get together in groups and make a film. And so some of my buddies and I, Peter Gibbiser and Doug Torta, who are in the class with me, the three of us got together and we made a film called News at Six. And what News at Six was, it was a spoof on a 6 o'clock newscast, complete with the news, the weather, the sports, and commercials. Okay. Now, for those of you who have seen it, Dan, you and Amy have seen a couple of these commercials before. I've shown a couple in the past. Some of these, I've shown some clips of News at Six, or it's what we were going to do a sequel to News at 11. I think what I showed you were the commercials for what we were going to do for News at 11. But so one or two of these items in this film you've probably seen, but the entire film I'm going to show tonight. Now, this film, after we showed it, we actually showed it in class, and then they had a school-wide talent contest, and we entered that with this film. We showed it to just about the entire school, and we got really rave reviews on it. And then it went on, we submitted it to a couple of film festivals and went on to win awards in film festivals. We won an award in our school for it. And as a matter of fact, I got a special award at my graduation primarily for my contributions there in regards to this film. So what I'm going to show you tonight is the film in nearly its entirety. Now, I had to cut one commercial out of the film, and that was because for copyright reasons, because I've been trying to get the rights to the music. We used some music from a sound effects record that was owned by a company called Thomas J. Valentino, and I've been trying to get in touch with these people to try to secure the rights for commercial purposes to be able to show this, but they have so far been unresponsive. So I had to cut that, but everyone, and that was probably the funniest commercial in the whole, it was a highlight of the film. But the rest of the film I'm going to show, which is still, I think, pretty entertaining. Now, keep in mind, this is 45 years since this film was made. This film was made in 1978. And some of the stuff is dated. Some of it is, I don't know, maybe not really totally, what's the term? It may not be with the times here, okay? But just keep that in mind, 45 years ago. But here it is, in nearly its entirety, News at 6.
Now it's time for News at 6 with Walter Concrete, Coward Hosell, and Kinsey Stimp. Your commentator for tonight, Walter Concrete. And now, here's Wally. Here's Wally. Here's Wally! Ah!
We're in the air. Hi, I'm Walter Concrete. Top story tonight, a new nuclear power plant is open in Kaputsk, Wyoming. Three men commandeered a nuclear missile, and the president issued a formal statement today. More news after this.
Hey, Wally. What you doing?
Well, Ted, I was just strengthening and toning my muscles with my new miracle exercising cue. It's better than some of the phony gadgets you see advertised on TV, and it makes my Arnold Humdinger weight set obsolete. Here's a 32-page booklet that shows you how to do just about anything.
The full-color illustrations are a big help for the beginner. As it's plain to see, Ted, the cube's unique shape allows for both horizontal and vertical exercising.
Wow, this looks easy. Can I try it?
Sure, Ted. Anyone can use it, and I'm sure you'll find that the results are absolutely amazing.
Wow, Wow, that's amazing. I've used it for only a few seconds, and I can feel it toning and strengthening my muscles.
That's right, Ted, and the longer you use it, the stronger you get. I used to be a puny weakling like you, but now I can do He-Man things like crushed aluminum cans in one hand.
Fantastic!
Yes, if you get a little more advanced, you can advance to the 00 setting that's also on the cube, built right in.
I can see this is truly an amazing product. I'm going out and buying one right now.
Well, that's fine, Ted, but you can't buy this amazing product in any store.
To order yours, send $5.95 to Cube Box 910, Side City, Florida, 99505. That's Cube Box 910, Side City, Florida.
I'm Sergeant Joe Smith of the Fraud Division. Recently, there has been a rash of fraudulent activities involving the citizens of this area, especially the elderly. The only way to curb this is by informing the people of this area. And we have the solution. It's this book entitled How to Recognize Fraud. It illustrates to the average citizens what to look for when dealing with fraud. To get your copy, send $24.95 to Sergeant Joe Smith, P.O. Box 1332, Sav City, Florida. Thank you.
A new nuclear power plant has just been dedicated at this very moment in Kaputsk, Wyoming. This $4.3 billion plant will produce more than enough electricity for Kaputsk's 250 residents. For a live report, here's Barry Bumbler. Barry?
Barry Bumbler here. Behind me is new Kaputsk nuclear power plant built just this year. We thought we'd bring our camera crews out here to show you what a nuclear power plant is all about. We're going to conduct an interview with plant director, Professor Willard Crompton. This is Professor Willard Crompton. Tell me, Mr. Crompton, how can a small city like Kaputsk, Wyoming, with a population of only 250, get a $4.3 billion nuclear power plant?
Have you ever tried to change census record?
Well, let me ask you something, Professor. Since we can't go inside for security reasons, why don't you just tell us all about the nuclear power plant?
Well, for first thing, this is the fuel that we use, uranium-235. You're right for backing away. It is very dangerous, but I'll put it back in my pocket where it's very safe.
Okay, that makes sense.
And next I'll go on with the building here. Just in case we do have an accident, you know, to protect the building from anything that may happen to it, we have this small box right over here that has valves in it. And if we do have an accident, we can open these valves and let the radiation go out into nature where it can be taken care of by nature, and the building will stay in perfect condition.
Oh, that's very good.
You may have also noticed the cracks in the building that make it look something like a hand grenade. And that is, you know, how a hand grenade blows apart with the squares. Well, same basic idea, so that, you know, if there is an explosion and we do try to go inside, the pressure has been let out by falling parts of buildings.
I see. Right, you know. Yes, that's very good. Tell me, Professor, what about the road being so close to this nuclear power plant? Isn't there some chance of a car or a truck or anything running into the building and causing an accident?
We never noticed that before. I didn't know it was there.
Tell me, Professor, has the building met all federal safety standards?
Yes, it has met all the standards with flying colors, gone beyond what they say must be done. Absolutely nothing can go wrong with this piece of building. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Nothing can go wrong.
That's very good, Professor. Well, there you have it. This is Barry Bumbler, signing.
We are experiencing technical difficulties with our live broadcast from Kaputsk, Wyoming. Please stand by. I repeat, please stand by.
Now a word from our sponsor.
Hi.
Okay.
We seem to be experiencing technical difficulties with the sound portion of our program. Please stand by. I repeat, please stand by.
Three men hijacked a nuclear missile in flight today, threatened to blow it up and then shot the automatic pilot when it refused to fly them to Moscow. They are believed to be members of the Polish Liberation Organization. However,
we seem to be having technical difficulties with the video portion of our program. Please stand by. I repeat, please stand by.
Three men hijacked a nuclear missile in flight today, threatened to blow it up, then shot the automatic pilot when it refused to fly them to Moscow. They are believed to be members of the Polish Liberation Organization. However, the PLO officials deny the report, claiming that 90% of their members are afraid of heights.
But Walter, you just did that story.
I like that story.
Go on to the next one, Walter.
Well, moving right along. The banana embargo continues today in South America, and despite the violent protests in Boston last night when 200 men, calling themselves the Liberty Apes, boarded the banana boats dressed as apes and dumped 300 crates of bananas overboard in Boston Harbor, killing fish and nearby swimmers. Henry Harris of Harris. Poor guy, he never had a chance. Harry Harris of Harrisville, Pennsylvania, was attacked and beaten to death by a 225-pound cucumber. However, when apprehended, the cucumber denied the charges, claiming he was in Kaputz, Wyoming at the time of the incident. We'll have more news after this.
Have you ever had trouble with your car? Have you ever wished you could make it disappear? Well, this man does. His car has stalled out on him for the last time. He's about to use an amazing new product called Spray Away. Just aim, spray, and the problem disappears forever. Having problems with your kids? Well, just one application of Spray Away and the problem is gone. Well, forever. Get new Spray Away at finer stores everywhere.
Have you ever felt ugly? So ugly that you could turn bread into stone, make dogs flee in terror, or pollute the water just by standing in it? Well, if so, then you probably are, and you certainly have a problem. But don't despair, for medical science has found the answer. It's an amazing new device called Hideaway. From the makers of the Unbreakable Mirror. With Hideaway, there's no mess and no fuss. There's Hideaway and uses no cold creams and no makeup. And it's so expensive, you can get one for the entire family. See? I used to be ugly until I tried on this amazing new product.
Now, you can go to parties, business meetings, and other social events without fear of horrifying embarrassment. Get the amazing new Hideaway. Available at supermarkets, department stores, and drug counters everywhere. Don't delay, get yours today.
Ladies, the ancient Aztecs knew the secret to fine string art. No, it's not from a museum. It's part of this unique collection you can have in your own home. It's as simple as XYZ. It's the Savco Stringy Art Treasury Trove, and it's available for the first time ever. These pieces are enough to bring life to every home. Just look at this beautiful twilight serenity. Isn't it lovely? But that's not all, because you also get this new modern stringy art entitled Contemporary Garbage. You would expect to pay $10, $15, even $20 a piece for this fine art. But we're offering the entire collection to you for the low, low price, $19.95. But wait, there's more. Order before 7:30 tonight and receive even one more fine stringy art piece, the lovely Misty Boat Dock. Or turn it a little, and it's the house. Beautiful and valuable. Order the Savco Stringy Art Treasury Trove collection for everyone you love, and they'll love you for it.
To your String Yard, 1-800-555-6213. That's 1-800-555-6213. Or write String Yard PO Box 37, South City, Florida, 77911. That's String Yard PO Box 37, South City, Florida, 77911. Send 1995 cash, allow 63 weeks for delivery. Order now.
And now for the sports. Today's scores are 4-1, 37-9, 3-6, 0-0, 37-8, 486-0, and Crompton wins 12 under par. Can you believe that, sports fans? And now for some filmed highlights of yesterday's game. Look at that pass. Unbelievable. Too bad you didn't get to see the game. Tomorrow's scores tonight at 11.
Chinty Stempier with the weather. Cold weather has been dominating most of the southern portions of the country today, with 3 degrees in New Orleans, Louisiana, 23 degrees in Jacksonville, Florida. But even though snow and cold weather prevail because of this high pressure area, it is still 89 degrees in Orlando, Florida, the tourist capital of Florida. Up in the northern sections of the country, we have rain and mild weather, with 54 degrees being reported in Washington, D.C. We have 90 in Louisville, Kentucky, 98 degrees in Atlanta, and 129 degrees in Little Rock, Arkansas, due to this low pressure area created by this 12,000 degree Fahrenheit heat wave coming from Kaputsk, Wyoming, due to a nuclear power plant disaster. Tomorrow's forecast for this part of the country, I predict radiation storms to encompass most of the country due to that disaster. Long range forecast for this part, for most of the country, cold next winter and warm next summer. It's raining at the present time in Florida. Back to you, Walter.
That's the news for tonight. This is Walter Concrete for WEAK-TV saying, oh, we have a bulletin here. Whoop. This important bulletin just came in. There was a nuclear power plant explosion in Kaputsk, Wyoming late today, destroying the entire population of 250 and the population of several cities within the 300-mile radius of the blast. Also destroyed were plant director Professor Willard Crompton and the News at 6 reporter Barry Bumbler. We'll have more details of this disaster tonight at 11.
Here with a special weather bulletin. As you can see, radiation is spreading all over the country, from Topeka, Kansas to Washington, D.C., edging all over the country. It's unbelievable, except for Florida, of course. As you can see, Florida is radiation-free till 12 o'clock tomorrow night, so all you tourists can get in some last-minute sightseeing before y'all die. Once again, radiation spreading all over the country. Don't go outside. Stay in your houses, of course, and follow the instructions on this card. Once again, extreme radiation. Back to you, Walter.
And that's the news for tonight, I hope. This is Walter Concrete reporting for News at 6. Good night and good news.
This has been News at 6 with Walter Concrete, Howard Mosell, and Chinsey Stiffler. Join us tonight at 11 for News at 11 with Walter Concrete, Howard Mosell, and Chinsey Stiffler. This live program has been pre-recorded.
Well, there's more to it than that, but I forgot about the end, the last final credits there. This film, by the way, is dedicated to our friend Doug Torta. That was in credits, and I cut it off before the credits finished. This film is dedicated to our friend Doug Torta, who passed away in 2019, or just a couple of years ago, actually. So he was the one who played Coward Hosell, or Howard Cosell, sorry. He played Coward Hosell in News at 6. He was also the guy who played the sergeant who was selling the book on how to recognize fraud. But that was my good friend, Doug Torta. Anyway, that was News at 6. Well, we'll probably show it again sometime. We'll see. I'll see. Anyway, there were a few things with that film that it kind of dates it a little bit. But You know, any questions you have about it, just or any comments you have about it, just feel free to put them up in the chat. It's fine. Anyway, I've been wanting to show that. One of these days, I'd like to show it in its entirety with the other omitted commercial that we had to cut out because of the copyright for the music. One of these days, maybe we get to do that. Anyway, that's pretty much what I've got here. That's what I've got here tonight. I want to give my final review on the wine. Everybody got quiet after the film. It wasn't that bad. All right, final review on the film. I've had enough wine tonight. Okay, final review on the wine. This is what we've been drinking. Whoops, that's not what we've been drinking. This is what we've been drinking. The Barolo. Told you I've had enough wine tonight. This is the Barolo. This is the Barreri and Rovati Barolo Reserva 2012. And I have to say, as I've gotten down into the bottle, I rather like this wine. It's $22.99 what I paid for it, I think. $23. But, I think it's probably a fair price to pay for this bottle of wine. Now, whether it's a 2012 or something later, I don't know. Kind of a stretch to have a wine that is sold in bulk at Trader Joe's to be a 2012. I don't know, but... if they say it's a 2012, I'll go with them and say it's a 2012. Why not? I don't know that it really tastes that mature. It's good. It's pretty good. I like it. I like it a lot, as a matter of fact. And it went pretty well with everything on here. Of course, I haven't tried it with the cookie. And for the sake of, even though I'm on a diet, for the sake of tasting it with the wine, let's taste it with the wine. Let's see how it does. Chocolate chip cookie. Oh, that's a good cookie. Should not be eating that. But it's good. Whoa. And as expected, sugar on sugar. Because it's good. I like it. So my final review on this wine is it's pretty decent. I recommend it. For a Barolo, it's not bad at all. Now, it's not like, you know, the thing is about Barolo wines, they're typically fairly expensive. And there are some that you could easily hit the $30, $40, $50 mark on for a Barolo. I usually don't buy those wines because it's a little bit out of my price range. I usually stick to the less expensive wines, and I've had a couple of Barolos that were actually fairly reasonable, you know, priced within my grasp. It's not bad. It's not a bad wine at all. So I would say I recommend it. If you want to have a Barolo, if you want to try a Barolo, but can't afford $30 to $40 for a really, really good, decent Barolo, I would say this is probably a good go-to for it. You know, a good way to try a Barolo and then test it out and see how it goes. Now, my sister Gina, who really likes Barolo wine, she's not in the chat tonight. She may or may not agree with this. I don't know. Maybe she's tried the wine. I don't know for sure. I know there are a couple of Barolos that she does like, but she does like Barolo wine. And there's some that she doesn't care for, as I think she's mentioned to me in the past. But I would say that I would recommend it, this one. I think it's pretty decent. So I would say give it a try. Give it a try and see if you like a Barolo wine. It's okay. It's okay. Ed says, bring back the Kathy Kitchen food pulverizer ad. Yes, I would like very much to do that, Ed. I would really like very much to do that. I had to cut it. I kind of had to for, You know, I didn't want to get a copyright strike on YouTube or Twitch or Facebook or somewhere. And we know how I don't want to get on a rant about that sort of thing tonight. It's just too late. I've had too much wine. It's just, but I have my thoughts on it. And trust me, as a copyright holder myself, I do respect copyright law. I do highly respect it. We've had this conversation a couple of times, two or three times, as a matter of fact. But having said that, I think that the copyright law is a little bit out of control. Let's say it's way out of control right now. It really is. And YouTube is not helping. In fact, I think YouTube is making it quite worse. But be that as it may, it does. It stifles creativity. It hurts creativity, all this copyright stuff that it really does. But, it is what it is at the moment. I hate that phrase, don't you? It is what it is. I don't know. Whoever came up with that. Anyway, that's what I've got here tonight. But I'm glad you're here with me, and I'm glad you're let me know what you think of the film. Scott says copyright law should be toned down a bit. YouTube is awful. Yeah, I agree 100% with that. YouTube is awful with copyright. I'm not wanting to get into a long dissertation about that, but YouTube does this thing with bots. So in their defense, they kind of some of this is not something that they monitor, you know, with real people. It's all done with bots. But having said that, their system stinks. And it has a lot to be desired. Scott says you need to be watching and commenting. That's what a watch along is. And I didn't want to interrupt in the film because I like for people to enjoy the film as we originally intended for it to be seen, you know, just kind of quiet in a theater and just have everybody enjoy it. And I didn't want to mess that up. But I was in the chat, commenting in the chat. Scott says, I'm never into ranting. And yeah, I do my rants. I do. CM Cinder says, heading off a night. Good night, CM Cinder. Thanks for joining me here. Scott says, you do, Rick. Rick, I'm all about making money. I'm just really into trying to make so much money. I like making money too. But I want to do it the right way, and I don't want to step on anyone else's rights in the process of doing it. You know, just kind of everything in a moderation and, you know, in the right way, doing it the right way. But yeah, I'm all for making money. But that's why I don't do that on the show. That's why you don't see me doing a lot of pitches for things on the show, and you don't see a lot of commercials on the show, except for the ones that I do that are just for fun. And yeah, I've promoted stuff in the past, but I never made any money doing that. It was the things that I was doing because I felt it was more of a public service than anything else. It's like the radios. Like I promote the radios. I promote the weather radios and that sort of thing on the show in the past from bytowayradios.com. And we have a promo code. As a matter of fact, let me give you the promo code now, as a matter of fact, because I haven't done that for a while. But if you use the promo code Wine Show, let me see if I can pull that up. I don't have this prepped. I really don't have this prepped. So anyway, if you use the promo code WINESHOW at checkout at buytowayradios.com, go to buytowayradios.com to buy a weather radio or any kind of radio, use promo code WINESHOW, you get 5% off your order. That's a prime example of it. And that's not for us to make money on, because I really we make 5% less on it at Buy Two Way Radios. But my boss gave me a promo code to give to you if you want to get a weather radio or any other kind of radio, GMRS, FRS, CB radio, business radio, any kind of radio you want, a scanner, any kind of accessory. Use that promo code WineShow and you can save 5% off the order. That's what that's for. But I'm not making any extra money on it. I mean, the owners just gave it to me and said, here, use this promo code for your show. There you go. There it is. They're not paying me for it. Yeah, they just pay me to do my day job. That's it. But other than that, though, I'm not out here pitching products. And anything else that I pitch, like when I talk about Wine Store or I talk about anything else, they're not paying me for any of that. In fact, I don't make any money on this show. It costs me money. And I have mentioned several times before that if you want to, if you like to, you can go to my website at drinkwithrick.com and click on Buy Me Coffee, and you can buy me coffee, 1, 2, 3, 5, whatever you want to do. The proceeds of that go to paying for the prizes that I give out. When we do our contests and we do giveaways and things like that, they just go to the prizes. Trust me, I pay a lot more to keep the lights on here, the studio lights on, everything else going here than I would ever make back on any of that buying me a coffee. So trust me, that just goes right back into the show. But look, having said that, and Scott says, self-employment is the best way to go. That's what Scott says. Well, I agree with that. I've been self-employed. I agree with that to a point. And I that's another discussion for another time, actually, why I started working for another company and after being self-employed for so long. That's another discussion. But there's a lot to be said for self-employment. You get a certain amount of freedom, but in exchange for that freedom, you also have a certain amount of responsibility. So it's a little bit of a give and take there. Anyway, so that's what I've got here tonight. And it's after midnight, so I think it's time for me to close things up and give a final review on this wine. So this is what we had. We had the this is the Barori and Ravanti wine. This is a Barolo. This is a Reserva 2012. It's pretty decent, and I would recommend it. I like this wine. It's available at Trader Joe's. I spent about $23 on this bottle of wine. $22.99. $23. Rounding it off. A penny. What's a penny? It's a penny. It went pretty well with everything on this plate. It went well with everything on this plate. Let me just put it that way. Just keep it simple. As you notice, there's no meat left. And I was eating the meat during the film. But I will say that I really enjoyed this wine. I still enjoy this wine. And I will say that it is it's a winner. It's a winner. In fact, it's a hole-in-one.
Oh, there you go. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that would give it an oh, well. Oh, wow. Go well. Scott says, God bless you and your family so much, Rick. Take care, brother. And take care to you too, Scott. I want to thank everybody for being here with me, and particularly for this past season and throughout the series. I want to thank my good friend, Ed. And by the way, I want to say Pete's in the chat. I saw Pete in the chat here. I want to say thanks for being here in the chat, Pete, and Denise, if you're there as well. Thanks for being here. I hope you enjoyed the film. And my good friend Ed and Pete and Dan and Amy and my lovely wife, Chi, thank you for being here in the chat tonight on Facebook and on Twitch. I want to thank everyone who joined me on Twitch, Kevin and CM Cinder and... who else was here with me on Twitch? Or people watching me on Twitch? Did I say Scott? Yeah, Scott. Scott, thanks for being here on Twitch with me tonight. And did I? And also TX Reaper 007. And everybody else who joined me. Scott, thanks for being here with me tonight. And everybody else who joined me on YouTube, whoever you were, and on Twitter, those who were watching on Twitter, passively, of course, but watching. Thank you. I appreciate each and every one of you. As a reminder, we are going to be off the next 2 weeks in March. I've got some upgrading and updating and retooling to do here in the studio, some things I got to catch up on. Some work-related stuff I have to do. So we're going to be off the 2 weeks. Then, of course, that ends Season 3. Season 4 begins on the 19th of March. We're planning to be here back here on the 19th. And hope you'll join me then. I will have some new things for you. We'll have some new and exciting, fun things for you. And I'm actually planning to, well, I'm going to up the game a little bit on this wine stream. Up the game a little bit, and we're going to do some things. Going to pick up the pace a little bit. I think we'll see. See how it works. Anyway, in the meantime, I want to thank everybody for being here with me tonight. I do appreciate you. I really, really do. I want to thank you for watching me for however long you've been watching me. I do want to remind you, please do not drink and drive. And to do that, I have my good friend, Roadkill Bill, who's saying in his own inimitable way, that's wine talking, please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, whatever it is, wherever it is. Please call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab, call a friend, or just stay put. It's not worth it. You're putting yourselves and others around you in danger. Please do not drink and drive. Please don't text and drive, because that's just as dangerous. And I've seen that myself. I've seen how dangerous that can be, watching drivers around me, texting on their cell phones and driving around without a care in the world. It's extremely dangerous. Don't text and drive. Because I want you to have a great week. I really do. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can join me here again next time we get back into the wine stream the next couple weeks. And you can all get together with me on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. We can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.